Steve Trozen joins us from the Jackson Symphony. Steve, somebody was just here. I can't remember who it was. Said you were just playing a gig somewhere.
I did. We dusted off the guitars, and Steve Tucker and Tony Risky and Tom Spring and I played at the Ellis Sharp Museum for the patio party of the season last Thursday. So that was fun.
Yeah, that was Val. Val Herr was here.
Yep, absolutely. So we appreciated Val and everybody at the museum having us out. It was great to play live music in front of people again, not in front of a camera for a change. So
been crazy, hasn't it, Steve?
It has. It's been quite the year for all of us, for sure.
Well, hopefully those are successful. They were quite popular a couple of years ago anyway.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know they've got a great roster of artists that are going to be there on Thursday nights. And, you know, they've got a setup out on Farm Lane where it's going to happen. We actually played in the community room just because the weather was looking a little bit iffy and it was really hot and humid. So we appreciated the climate-controlled patio party was how we did it. So, yeah, but it was fun, and they're going to be doing those all throughout the summer. So people looking for stuff to do, definitely check out Ellis Sharp Museum on Thursday evenings. I think they kick off about 5:30 and go until 7 or 7:30, and it's a great evening, a great chance to get out and experience some good live music.
So, Steve, what's going on for the season with you guys?
We've got a ton going on, Greg. Since you and I spoke last time, obviously things have changed considerably. And so the planning we were doing for our seasons looks like it's going to be able to come to fruition. So we just did our season announcement just a week or two ago. Maestro Matt Aubin is calling this season of our signature series Rejoice, which I think is a pretty appropriate name. We're very excited and rejoicing to be coming back together. And so the season is out there on our website, jacksonsymphony.org, and also we're doing season ticket renewals or new season ticket purchases are happening right now, too. And season tickets are a great way to support the orchestra and also get yourself a little bit of a bargain. You get a 20% discount, basically get 5 concerts for the price of 4 for our signature series, or 6 concerts for the price of 5 in our Music on Tap series. So lots of things coming up. We've got also full slate of summertime events working again with our friends at the Jackson DDA and the Michigan Theater. The second Food Truck Tuesday actually was yesterday.
Right.
And those are going to be happening throughout the summer. We've got a good roster of Jackson singer-songwriters are playing music at those. And Corey Mays from the DDA always has a full complement of food trucks going. The park was Horace Blackman Park, right on Michigan Ave across from the JSO. It was absolutely packed yesterday with food trucks and people. And it's just, you know, it's awesome to see folks out there again. So we're doing that. Cruising concerts are happening. And then the JSO Summer Pops is going to be going on at the August Cruise-In. So we're excited to have that happening. And then our music school has got a bunch of things happening this summer as well with private lessons or group classes. If you want to learn to play ukulele, we've got a uke class going on. We've got adult beginning strings happening. So my wife Monica is actually learning to play the cello, and she's never played an instrument before.
Wow.
But she's taken cello classes and is absolutely loving it, and it's a great way to keep your mind engaged and learning new things, especially a musical instrument. Creates all kinds of new synapses and connections in your brain to help battle that aging process, as we're all starting to do. So yeah, we've got classes happening, and then Maestro Aubin is doing something new. It's actually starting tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock via Zoom. He's doing something he's calling Coffee with the Maestro. And it's actually like a beginning music appreciation class, the kind of class that if I were to be able to go back to college now, I would take, because it would be something that interests me. Just kind of answering some really basic questions about the classical music form, but also about lots of different music in general. And There'll be, it's going to be more of a, like he titled it, Coffee with the Maestro, but there's going to be conversations with the Maestro too. So it's not just going to be him giving a lecture. It's going to be more of an interactive back and forth, people asking questions and kind of seeing where the discussion leads. So lots of different stuff going on. I should probably take a breath and let you talk.
Well, I know you're putting this all together at the last minute, but I'm thinking, you know, everybody's so anxious to get back to normal that you'll be able to pull it off.
I think so. I think so. JSO staff has actually been working really hard throughout the year, and we were fortunate to be able to keep our staff employed throughout the pandemic, working on a lot of rainy day type projects, and so we're all geared and ready to go, and we're anxious to see our patrons again, old and new. We'd like to encourage people who maybe have thought about checking out the concerts that we do in the past, but maybe haven't pulled the trigger to come see what we're all about. This really is world-class music. I saw we had a private concert happen on Saturday night, actually. Some kids put together a concert for their mom as a Mother's Day present. And I think I saw your lovely wife at this concert on Saturday night.
She really enjoyed that.
Yeah, and it was, you know, we were talking after the fact with a couple people saying you could be in New York or, you know, Berlin or any place in the world and not see a finer performance. I mean, the musicians who were playing at Weatherwax Hall on Saturday night were just world class. And that's really, you know, what's happening on all of our stages. We've got people who are just really the best at their craft performing right here in Jackson. So we really encourage people to come check it out, and I guarantee that they'll be impressed and glad that they did.
Yeah, I was downtown last night, and it was for a Tuesday night, I was shocked. It was humming.
Yeah, you can tell there's a lot of pent-up energy. People are ready to get out and start experiencing life in connection with other people again. So that's, you know, that's awesome. We're ready too.
So maybe we can get Monica to do a little cello concert for us here on the radio.
I think maybe. Yeah, that's actually the class that they did. They had their recital, and it was awesome. I mean, it was really, to me, as a different type of musician, to watch people really put themselves out there and try something new and then play it in front of people. It was awesome. You know, very, very cool to see. And Jed Fritzmeyer, who runs our music school, is going to be continuing that adult strings class. So if anybody's ever thought, I'd like to learn to play the violin, or I'd like to learn to play the cello or the viola or the bass, you know, we can hook you up. And I think they'll be glad that they did.
Never too late, I guess, is what
never
they say.
Never too late, ever. No, for sure.
Hey, they have a great website, the Symphony. So all of their events, they have it all listed, posted. All the information you need is right there, isn't it?
Yep, it sure is. JacksonSymphony.org. You can check it out, or you can call our box office at 782-3221. Box office hours right now are running noon to 5, Monday through Thursday. But everything you need should be right there on the web. So encourage people to go check it out and come see what we're all about.
Steve, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it. Keep in touch.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Greg. Good to talk to you.
Take care.